Vito, you guys have literally just finished your set at Hit the North at the bottle shop. How did it go? How did you enjoy it? I thought it was absolutely amazing, but you know, from your guys' point of view, how did it go?
Really, really good. It's packed, like.
Can he halt? Can he sweat to you?
Yeah. Mint, everyone's getting into it. I couldn't have wanted more, to be honest.
Aye, man. Like at 7 o'clock, there was no one there, and it's practically full. So buzzing, man.
I mean, you guys, this had all been announced for quite a while. I think, like, back January, February, I think I bought my initial ticket.
Yeah,
I don't even think you guys had been announced by that point in the lineup and everything.
The second wave announcement.
Yeah, but, like, you know, you just get told, like, the bottle shop is a place that I've never, ever been before. I mean, how did you guys find the venue?
Oh, to be fair, I had no idea where it was.
I mean, we had asked directions on the way here, to be fair,
We were the same, like, so I'm surprised everyone even
expecting it to be, like, ropey, like.
Yeah, I didn't know where it was.
It was all right, man. No,
it was really, really good. Just warm, but not really bothered.
Like you say, I mean, it's quite a big deal for the North East, this festival. It seems like it's gone down really well. Meeting the North yesterday as well. I mean, were you guys kind of out and about City Centre yesterday?
Little Comets. The Open House.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, how did you find it yesterday, yeah?
I was good. It was good. Although Little Comets played, like, all the new stuff. I want them to play like the
use some of the old tunes. To be fair, they played quite a few songs I haven't heard them play live in quite some time, like Lost Time and Her Black Eyes and everything, so it was good, like. But I mean, like I said, I thought you guys were absolutely fantastic today. You've got plenty more things to come, like Evo Emerging and everything. But
I think Evo's next. No, Trillions is next.
You're playing Trillions?
On Sunday.
Literally this Sunday?
Big weekend,
I literally work at Trillions, like behind the bar and everything. But I do my show on Sunday, so I can't even come and see.
Going out on the radio, mate.
Oh man, I might actually try and see if I can sneak down afterwards. Yeah. To be fair, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm on it like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but like I say, in the terms of like Hit the North and everything, are you guys kind of heading off home, or are you going to see other bands around about the rest of the day?
Go see bands, and then probably come back for Fever, I think. Come back, if we can time it right.
Fever. Oh yeah,
it works out well that we went on later, to be honest, because then it means it gives them more time coming.
I mean,
as in Spark, as in me, got to hear a Vito classic of Masquerade that we, you know, you guys know that we've played it to death on the show because we absolutely love it. As soon as you said, right, you know, do you know Masquerade? The phone came straight out. I was chuffed to hear that live. New single wise, how soon could we be looking for that so we can play that one to death as well on the show?
2 weeks,
I think.
Within 2 weeks. I saw a few like CDs and stuff flying around and stuff, so like,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, CDs are flying out.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks until the next Vito single.
May 19th. I think that's a Friday, aren't
it? Spot
in your diaries.
We're in Brighton then, so it should be fun.
We're in Brighton. That's a bit of a trek, like. Oh, absolutely awesome. Team, yeah, like I say, I won't keep yous too long because I know yous have probably got a lot of stuff to take care of and yous have got places to be and everything. But
that's all right, mate.
Here with Vito again, a little snippet interview going live on Spark. I hope yous enjoy the rest of your day and bloody well done for that.
Thanks,
awesome. Cheers, guys.
Much.